Hello, Hendrik.
Hi, Annie.
Hi. You're the owner of the spiruline farm in Windara.
I'm not the owner. I'm the caretaker. Like we in our will, we don't have ownership. I take care since 15 years of the spirulina farm. That's right.
Okay, so we're going to talk about your farm and give some news about that, about the place and how it's working. So first thing, spiruline is like a famous water plant, but you can sum up for us just what it represents as a plant.
Yes, indeed. Spirulina is an algae. It's a very small algae in the form of a spiral. That's why it's named spirulina. And in fact, it was the first plant life on Earth 3.6 billion years ago. Anyway, I will not go absolutely in all those details, but it was the first plant life on Earth. It was the missing link between bacterials and plant life. Spirulina can be found in the nature in lakes, in mineral-rich alkaline water lakes in Africa, basically, like in Madagascar, in Chad, in Niger, and all that. And spirulina can also be cultivated like what we are doing here in our farm.
And it represents something very rich about food.
That's right. It's full of all kinds of nutrients, like high-quality protein with all the amino acids, GLA, B12, iron, chlorophyll, you name it, and is in spirulina. That's why it is called one of the most powerful food supplements existing in the world.
So it's a good thing to have in a country like India.
Yes, of course, but yeah, now okay, that is also a very interesting point what we can touch. First of all, spirulina is very at home here in South India. It can even be found sometimes in temple ponds and something like that. If you take a sample of the water, sometimes a few strains of spirulina can be identified in the water, not like here where we have only spirulina in our tanks. It will be mixed with an all kind of other algae. Spirulina, as well as it can be found here in the nature, because as it is tropical here and the environment is perfectly for growing spirulina, that's why it makes sense to grow spirulina here in our wheel, because it feels very much at home here. It is never really, really, really hot here. It's never cold. So perfect situation.
All along the year? Or you have to stop during monsoon, or?
That's right. We normally produce during the whole year, except when it is raining, when the monsoon is there, then that particular day we don't harvest because we are doing sun drying. And of course, when there is no sun, no, we cannot harvest, or we could maybe even harvest, but we cannot dry the spirulina, so then we're doing other things. We work in the garden, planting some trees and making our garden a little bit beautiful.
Okay, and your story in Auroville, when did you start this farm?
I came in Auroville, that was in 96, and then, well, it's a quite known story already. And then I came here in Auroville, and I came in simplicity where there was a guy, Bonaventure, and he wanted to start a spirulina farm, and he never really materialized it. And then he decided to leave his body. He died, and then I was just there, and it just happened, and I took over his ID, and then I started the spirulina farm in simplicity.
By the sea.
By the sea, exactly. By the sea, and then we were 15 years near the sea. And it's a little bit confusing. Sometimes people ask me now, where are you? We don't know anymore where you are.
So it's a good opportunity to let them know.
Yes, indeed, people. It's a good opportunity. after 15 years being in Simplicity, we moved this year our headquarter reception and everything to Windara Spirulina Farm. Inside the Windara Farm, we have a little corner here where we are doing the Spirulina Farm. And we were already producing here since 2008, since 5 years, but on 7 November last year, we shifted fully our head office, our packing session, our whole setup. We moved from Simplicity. Maybe I cannot ask them. I hope it will not be too bad, the sound on the background. And basically, now in Simplicity, we have a small production going on. Some ladies who are working there since 15 years, they keep on producing spirulina there. So at least we have not abandoned our Base. Source where we started.
Yeah, you still have pools and
yes, we still have we still have a small setup of 15 tanks there. Five ladies, they're taking care of that production there. We should not like to stop that there because, I mean, there's a rich history with Simplicity Spirulina Farm, so production should go on there as long as we can manage, because beach erosie is very strong nowadays in our Simplicity site, and we expect 1-2 years then the office will be washed, the old office and the tanks will be most probably washed away.
That the reason why you moved here, in fact?
Not the only reason. The main reason is that we needed more space. We are expanding. Our Spirul is growing quite well nowadays. We started 15 years ago with 3 tanks. Then we had 8, then we had 10, then we had 20, after 30. Now we are on 60 tanks of 30 square meters each. So we are expanding. We also more people involved, other activities. Because away from only producing spirulina, we also now involved in marketing other herbals, which we are not producing ourselves, but which we are repacking here and encapsulating and all that. So,
and mixing as well with the spirulina? Or?
Exactly. Some items we mix, like for example, we mix spirulina with amla. So we have spirulina amla, which we put into capsules. Another product is our very famous AV Super Greens, which is a mix of all kind of super greens. Super greens are foods which has a lot of, like spirulina is a super food, but wheatgrass, barleygrass, moringa, alfalfa, that are also super greens because they complete, they have all the nutrition are in those foods, and we mix them together, we make a cocktail of all those super foods, and we call that AV Super Green. And then we are having Ayurvedic herbals like amla, neem, brahmi, ashwagandha, which we purchase organic certified from other parts in India, the best quality we can find, and then we market that in powder form or in capsule form. So our Spirul has slowly developed itself in other directions, but all what we're doing, it should be healthy, it should be herbal, natural food kind of things. But the spirulina is in fact, and that will stay so, that is our main pride, where we're proud on the spirulina farming. That is where it all started. And that is very much what will stay the main activity of our Spirul.
Okay, so this adventure that you started 15 years ago has taken another dimension now.
Exactly. Also because Basically, when we started producing spirulina, we started to build up a network through India, especially within the Indian retail market. We are quite well established. You can find our products in all parts of India, in the main important areas.
And so in shops, you mean?
In shops, yeah, yeah. I think our spirul has itself very well established in the shops in areas, especially where there is demand for our products, like the hubs where people are for health and yoga, like Dharamsala, Varanasi, Rishikesh, Goa, Mysore, Kerala, that kind of hubs. Our product is well established there. So we had that network for the spirulina and the neem, because we also produce neem, as we have a lot of neem trees here in Auroville. So we harvest
neem. What's neem?
Neem is a tree. Almost every tree you see here around you, like those trees, they are all neem trees. Neem tree is they call it a miracle tree. It's good for everything. And in Tamil culture, it's also being used very much for auspicious kind of things. When they do a function, they take the leaves of the neem tree and they hang it on the temple and around the doors and things like that. And the neem tree, which now they look really poor, because at this time of the year, those trees, they leave all their leaves.
It's a bit too dry.
Yeah, exactly. Like in Europe, the trees, they lose the leaves in autumn, and then in spring it comes back. And those neem trees, they lose their leaves in this time of the year, in March, but it's spring somehow, and then next month they will come back again. So we're also producing neem. The neem leaves we harvest, we dry them, we grind them into powder, and we're having the neem powder. So that is what we produce ourselves here also.
Okay, and also is the farm having a connection with internet business?
So we have our products on the auroville.com. Some people come to us and they ask us if they can be distributor in a certain country. So we say, okay, yeah, fine, why not? But that's a funny thing. It all comes to us. I will never go outside looking for the markets, looking for people interested in our product. It all comes
to... It comes to you.
It comes to us, because we do our job here. We want to do a perfect job, a perfect product, just fully, full blast, concentrating on what we are doing here. And then we think the rest will take care of itself.
The quality that attracts
the quality,
people.
The quality of the product. Because you know it's the quality of the spirulina that is most important, of course. But also, once you have your product in the shelf, it has to be distributed to your distributors. So proper packing, that you deliver in time, that your logistic is all working nicely, and that if somebody orders, you can dispatch within one day and he gets his order, things like that. So it's basically the production and the marketing, which are in fact two different aspects from running this unit.
Yeah, the seriousness that you were talking about before the interview. You're somebody serious, and your work is serious, so people know it.
Well, it's serious, but also... Oh, now you ask me why you look so serious. It's true, maybe I'm very serious. Yeah, I think so. I think I'm a very serious guy, but that's just the way I am. But basically, we also like, especially what is important for me, the team. We are here, for example, with 35 people, and we're working here together, and we have great fun together. We're having lunch together. We have a community kitchen. We have lunch, and just before you came, they were playing there like school children in the schoolyard, having fun together. So that is also very important, that the feeling with the team, that we are happy all together, and that's important.
That's Auroville, in fact.
that is our veal, but that's also very much in our spirul, because we work together with 35 people, and we spend a big time of our day together, almost more time we spending here with each other than that we see our wives or our children, and so we must be happy together and having a nice environment. And if that should not be there, then there should be missing something, I have the feeling.
Yeah, that's work, that the way work has to be.
Exactly.
To make people happy.
To make people happy, and with that being happy yourself also. Because if, it's also a little bit selfish, why not? I mean, if you are with people who are not happy, how you can be happy? So you want people around you to be happy, to be able to be happy yourself also.
Yes, okay. That's a good way to do things. So thank you, Andries, for this information.
It could be the wisdom of the day, no?
Yeah, and so now people will know in Auroville where you are.
They should definitely come to Windara, that's right. Windara, you come in the gate and you go straight to the right. Where is the spirulina farm? And if you want to go for the djembe sessions and the African dance classes, then you go straight on.
Straight on the left on Monday at 5 o'clock.
Monday and Thursday and Wednesday. That's very nice. I mean, I'm also very happy with the whole Windara community. Okay, we are in our corner. We're doing our own little thing here, but it's really nice, the whole community, the whole Windara community. It's really nice what's going on, and I'm really feeling proud and happy to be part of Windara farm, Windara community, which is, by the way, if people don't know it, it's next to the Ganesh Bakery. So if you don't know where it is, just go to the Ganesh Bakery and ask there where is Windara farm, and they will show you the way. And everybody welcome here between basically 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we are well prepared here to receive people and give a little, mind you, normally she's doing that, to give a little introduction what we are doing here and answer all the questions regarding spirulina production and all that.
Okay, so I hope people won't hesitate to come and visit you.
Yeah, most welcome, everybody.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Annie.